You've had over 500 coaching clients, you say, and so I know you're in touch with some of the top practices, really in North America, mostly in New England, but you know you've done it all over North America, and you're kind of in the trenches. You know, you observe what's taking place in dental offices, and you kind of you're in with these very successful practices, and you tweak things and you help guide them in the right direction to make them even more successful. And I know one thing you told me is that you noticed a common denominator in these top practices, and what that is they're all pretty much marketing themselves in a particular way on the internet. So I really want you to share some of your thoughts and some of your great ideas with us today about how they're doing that. So tell me, like, why we're even talking about internet marketing today.
Well, Dave, let's just set the table here. I mean, we're talking about marketing because of its ever-increasing importance in the dental world that we live in. Hanging out your shingle doesn't work unless you're the only doc in town. And you will know that you can be the best clinical dentist on the planet, but unless people know about you and where you practice, they're not going to be doing dentistry in your office. So over the past, say, 25 to 30 years, as professional regulations have changed and the perception of doctors actually advertising has changed, there's been a steady acceleration of dentists who market and advertise their practices, from print ads in newspapers to cable TV, radio spots, direct mail, whatever seemed to work and whatever was hot. But as many of those avenues became saturated, I mean, you know, you could hear three different promos for sedation dentistry in a one-hour morning or a drive-home afternoon talk show. So it started to get very, very crowded in those areas, and I think that was when the age of dental advertising on the internet began in earnest. And of course, this was spearheaded by the rise of companies like Google and Yahoo. So if we could, let's fast forward to the present and evaluate what is happening with internet marketing. Now, understand that I'm drawing my conclusions based on my experience interacting with so many dentists and dental practices, and I can tell you that there is a lot of confusion and misunderstanding about strategy and what to do. Every day, it seems like you get another invitation to join another webinar on some aspect of internet marketing, like how you get big cases on the internet and how you get more patients. I think it's a little bit overwhelming, and I'm not sure if people are responding to that. Now, we all know that the internet's here to stay. People rarely use phone books or yellow pages to find information anymore. In fact, every salesperson for yellow pages or yellow book, when they're coming looking to you to renew your ad in your practice, I mean, they're now pushing some kind of a program that is heavily coordinated with the internet, and that just makes so much sense because we've come to learn that we can find things so much more quickly and with so many more choices by searching on Google. So dentists in larger and larger numbers have bought into this concept of having an internet presence, but their expectations are not being met because it's a very competitive and crowded space. And just because the fact that technology is changing quickly, what worked yesterday might not work as effectively tomorrow. Just having a website doesn't in any way guarantee that your phone's going to be ringing off the hook with new patient calls, because these prospective patients out there still need to find your site. And when they find your site, it must be an outstanding site and inviting, so that it's going to, in fact, possibly motivate someone to call your office. And then the person answering your phone, she's a big part of this situation. She needs to know how to convert an inquiry from the internet into an appointment. So you can see, Dave, that there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle.
Well, absolutely true. So, Mayor, where do we start then?
Well, if you're going to be a player on the internet, the first challenge is obviously to build a site that distinguishes your practice from others. The design needs to look professional and be pleasing to the eye, but I'm finding, almost more importantly, it has to be easy to navigate. In other words, somebody's going to be able to find what they're looking for. Supposedly, and I have no idea how these statistics are generated, a typical visitor to a website will spend no more than 15 seconds on the site before they switch to another one, unless they find the specific information they're searching for. So if you'd like, I could offer some ideas that I have found with my clients that work for making a nice website that maybe could distinguish it from others and maybe tantalize this potential patient into calling for an appointment. Would that be okay?
I think we'd love it, Mayor. So go wild.
Okay. Well, first, I think you got to forget flash intros. Flash intros may be artistic and they maybe look high tech, but I think that people find them distracting. And they actually delay the entrance into the site. And on a technical level, Google hates Flash, and they often bypass that homepage. So in that case, when somebody does find your website, they may get sent to page 3 or 14, not necessarily to the homepage. When you're designing your site, I suggest that you choose a warm color for the background, something that's very soothing, because I think that white backgrounds look dated and amateurish. It's almost like a copy and paste kind of look. The homepage should be simple, clean, and uncluttered, and it should promote your mission statement. Now, that mission statement probably should be about 100 to maybe 130 words. And the mission statement needs to be what is called keyword rich. So if you're promoting something like family dentistry or cosmetic dentistry, sedation dentistry, implant dentistry, you need to be sure that you've included these words a few times in the mission statement for optimization purposes. Now, the only other feature that I suggest that you have on your homepage are the navigation buttons, which I prefer to be on the top of that page. Now, just as an aside, and the reason that I'm talking about this, I've seen so many homepages that are filled with everything but the kitchen sink. You've got promotions on there. You've got a thing that says, email us. You've got links to other sites. And this is all very distracting. Just to tell you something that I saw recently, it was the most distracting thing I think I've ever seen. It was a website company that's pretty well known who had designed the site. And when you open the dentist site at the bottom left-hand of the screen, some woman sort of saunters out, turns front and center, and offers to give you a visual tour of the site. Now, when you click to a page, she disappears. But if you go back to the homepage, out she comes again. So it's sort of like very distracting, very tacky. And I think that you want to avoid things like this. So let's talk about navigating the site, because that's what I'm saying is so important. Each button that you've got on the top of the site should be specific for only one topic, like cosmetics, like family dentistry, like sleep disorders, TMJ, financial arrangements, patient testimonials, maybe sedation dentistry, something for Contact Us, and also a very important one, a blog, which I'm going to talk about later. So these buttons are what go across the top, and you could probably have 10 in order to fit in. A very nice feature for your buttons is to have what we call a cascading effect, that when the cursor hovers over the button is a drop-down menu. For example, on the cosmetics button, you could have the cascading effect show whitening or veneers or white fillings or possibly your before and after photo gallery. This allows the potential patient to go directly and simply to their area of interest because they're on your site seeking something specific. I think you need to use a lot of photos. It's so true that pictures are worth thousands of words, and I see too many dental websites that are very wordy. I mean, they go on for page after page about veneers and what veneers are made out of and, I don't know, the melting point. I mean, all kinds of stuff that's just so silly. I think you want to keep it short and sweet and show pictures. Now, I talked about a button that talks about financial options. I think that we want to have that button, we'll have a drop-down that talks about a very user-friendly paragraph about financial options, something like, without very many specifics, something like, our practice is committed to doing everything possible to find ways to make dental treatment affordable and fit your budget. I mean, that's simple. Most of the time you go to there and they click down and they say, you know, we take cash, check, Visa, duh. I mean, who doesn't?
Right, exactly.
You know? And then there may be something where they've got almost like a link to the CareCredit website, which almost looks like you're promoting CareCredit. I think that we're in a very difficult economy these days, in case everybody hasn't recognized that. And I think nothing is more important to a patient when they're going to a website to know that this dentist and this dental office is user-friendly, and they're going to help me to figure out a way. So just give them very, very basic information, nothing specific. One of the things that's really, really, I find, almost the most impressive feature that you can have on your site is a button that links to patient video testimonials. And if they are done well, I think they will definitely influence a potential patient to call. Audio testimonials are okay, but they're not nearly as effective as a video. And from a technical point, the video testimonials will definitely stimulate the Google search engine. Now, this is video, not flash, so there is a difference. Now, when we talk about a doctor video, sometimes you go into a site and it opens and the doctor is welcoming you to the site. I'm very much against this idea because I think while patient testimonials are always effective and believable because, you know, they're real-life people, the doctor maybe is going to get a 50% buy-in. People are saying he's balding, he should have hair. He looks too old, he looks too young. Why is he wearing a tie? Why isn't he wearing a tie? Her teeth are not so white. She looks too casual. She looks too formal. You can see what I mean, Dave. I mean, when you even give, why even give someone an opportunity to make those kinds of silly judgments, which have absolutely nothing to do with the clinical ability of the doctor? And I sort of feel the same way about staff pictures. I like a group picture of the doctor and staff with the button that says, meet our team, where you have the outfits coordinated and the hair done nicely, have a this photo taken by a professional photographer. I have a number of clients that have sort of like this black-on-black look. It's very, very slick. But rather than individual pictures, sometimes I see on sites individual pictures of staff. They've got different kind of outfits on. Some have got something clinical, other that looks sort of like they're in pajamas. The hair isn't done. So I don't think that this is something that is going to be very influential in getting me to come into that office. Last couple of things, offers and discounts. I'm really sort of ambivalent about this. Over the last 6 months, I've gone from being sort of very pro on deals for specific clinical services. I've now become neutral and maybe even less than neutral because it seems that these offers attract a lot of tire kickers shopping for price. I am pretty comfortable with a promotion for complimentary exam by a doctor. That strategy seems to work well, but probably nothing more than that. And the last thing is a dental blog. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later. I think a blog adds a lot of personality to a site, and they are really great for optimizing a site because by adding new content, and that's what blogs are for, Google recognizes the relevance of the site, and it moves you up to the top of the page. So a little later, I'll discuss buttons, I'll discuss the blog, but for the moment, just know that you want to have a room on your website for a blog button. I know that was pretty quick. I hope that it wasn't too quick, but that's just some of the thoughts that I have about what you want to do and what you don't want to do on a website.
Right, and I think in a little bit we'll probably get into some more detail with some of these, but